Chapter 2. Family Tree. My dad ran off when I was in kindergarten, and my mom went after him. My grandmother raised me until this past summer. That's when my mom finally stopped trying to get my dad turned around and remembered about me. One morning she rang the doorbell. "Who's there?" I yelled, and when Grandma and I yanked open the door, a stranger was standing on the porch mat, like one of those church ladies dressed in shiny shoes and a Sunday hat. "I'm sorry for being gone so long," she said. "I'm sorry you're back," Grandma snapped, and shoved me out of the way with her elbow, which nearly jammed my Tootsie Pop down my throat. "I just want to smooth things out," said the lady who was my mom. "I've heard this all before," Grandma shouted, and shoved me back again because I kept sticking my head around her hips so I could see what was going on. I really wasn't sure what either of them was talking about because I didn't recognize the lady. Then she pushed the door open and took one big giant step right into the living room before anyone told her she could. "Hi, Joey," she said. "I'm your mom." When she reached out and tried to touch my head, I ducked away and said I wasn't sure she was my mom because I didn't even remember what she looked like. She got an awful pain across her face, and I figured she must be my mom because no stranger would have been so hurt by what I said. But she didn't crumble. Instead, she started walking all through the rooms, just shaking her head at the way Grandma and I kept things. "Now that I'm back," she said, "things are going to change around here. No more living in a pig pen." Then right away, she started making up new rules and trying to take control of me and Grandma and the house. I didn't like her at all, and during those first weeks she was back, we all fought pretty good. I was a wired-up mess by the time Mom came back to live with me and Grandma. By then, everyone thought my grandma was the nutty old lady responsible for my bad behavior. But I am how I am because Grandma was born wired, and my dad, Carter Pigza, was born wired, and I followed right behind them. It's as if our family tree looks like a set of high-voltage wires strung across a field from one steel tower to the next. Grandma all the time said I was just like my dad, bouncing off the walls 24 hours a day. But he hasn't yet bounced in our direction, so I guess he is still bouncing around somewhere else. Grandma said he bounced over to Pittsburgh, but someday he might spring back and just bounce right through our front door. I wish he would, because I only just hear about him now, and I'd like to see for myself what he is like. I have one of those wind-up cars with twisty wheels that when it bumps into things can change direction and bump into something else over and over. When I play with it, I always think my dad is steering, eyes spinning in his head and his foot all the way down on the gas. My toy car gets drained and stops, but I'm guessing that he never winds down. He just keeps on smashing into buildings and signs and parked cars. I figure we got a lot in common because once, when Grandma was in a sudden good mood, she said to me as a helpful warning, "Joey, I want you to pull your act together. You don't want to turn out like your father, do you?" "Can I get back to you on that?" I yelled as I tried to run off. "Listen to me," she said, grabbing me as I ran by. "Your dad's such a nervous wreck he couldn't stand still long enough to line up for free medicine down at the clinic." Then Grandma held me by the ears, and I lifted my feet off the floor until I wiggled like a snake and screamed, and she let go. People who blame Grandma for my behavior are unfair to think that she was really the crazy one, and I was innocent. It was more that we were whacked-out partners. We zipped around the house and slapped at each other like one of those world wrestling tag teams. I'd be the Hulk and she'd be Dr. Doom, and when the phone rang, we'd run at it, screaming and yelling and slam into each other. And by the time one of us got the upper hand, the person on the other end had freaked out and hung up. And nothing in the house was ever finished or cleaned up right. A jigsaw puzzle of ancient Egypt outlined the dining room table, with the extra pieces piled up like pyramids spilling over onto the floor. I had stacks of homework I had forgotten and drawings of my grandmother's face on big locust bug bodies all taped to the floors as if she'd been squashed by a truck. I stuck wet leaves over the windows, glued my stuffed animals to the chairs, hid all the oven knobs in the dead plant pots, and made huge string spider webs between the doorknobs and ceiling lights and floor vents. Every now and again, I'd catch Grandma on a web, and she'd get tangled up. "Help me! Help me!" she'd squeak like the fly with the human face in that crazy bug movie. Sometimes she could be funny, but not often. Most times she'd just get mad and keep after me nonstop and complain about everything I did. "Don't touch, don't wiggle, don't run, don't yell," she'd bark out. No matter what I touched or said or did, I felt like I was in cartoon hell standing on hot coals with little red devils poking me in the bottom with pitchforks as I jumped from one fiery place to another. Even the words I spoke scalded my tongue. And if by accident I'd sit still for a minute and just vibrate, she'd complain anyway. She could yell at me and knit at the same time. She'd get those needles going as if she were fighting off the three musketeers all at once, and before long she'd have a strip of wool that could reach around our block of row houses and be tied in a bow. But it never amounted to anything. Everything started became nothing finished, and all her projects and my homework and hobbies just ended up in piles collecting dust. Even now, my bedroom still has the walls painted in placid pink where she had got going on the bottom but didn't finish at the top. Someone told her the color pink would calm me down, but it didn't work. Until Mom returned, my bed was pushed over in the corner along with the chair and splintered dresser drawers with the peeled-off fake wood grain. Old newspapers were spread over the sheets to keep off paint, but I'd been using them as a blanket. Sometimes I think if Grandma had finished painting that pink on everything, I might have calmed down. I used to sit in my closet and pry open the paint can and stare into the shiny pink circle and was mesmerized for hours. Or maybe just minutes. I could never tell. But if you believe a color gave off a feeling, then I think it is true that pink gives off lots of calm. Maybe that pink just wasn't pink enough, because before long I'd turn into my wired self again.